Hello and welcome to a special edition of the WCU Podcats podcast. This edition is the self-guided tour edition for those that are here visiting WCU's beautiful campus and touring campus on your own. We wanted to take a moment and help you as you're walking around campus, kind of give you more insight than the self-guided tour itself has, and also just kind of share a little bit about the history of WCU and what to expect if you're here as a student at WCU. So we want to thank you for being a part of campus today and welcome you to beautiful Cullowhee, North Carolina. As you're walking around campus today, if you need to pause this podcast as you're going from one location to the next, that is not a problem at all. Be sure that you just start us back, and we'll be following along the campus tour self-guided map and route that is provided for you in the pamphlet, starting with spot A, working our way all the way around campus to spot J. As you start on your campus tour, if you're following the route that is provided in the self-guided tour map, you'll be starting in front of our H.F. Robertson building here at the main entrance to campus, where we have just recently installed a brand new Catamount statue at the entrance to campus to greet all of our future Catamounts and alumni fans alike as they enter our campus. WCU is one of only two schools in the nation with Catamount as our athletic mascot. And this happened in the 1930s. A student vote was held to determine what the mascot of the university was going to be. It came down to a fierce battle between Catamounts and Boomers, which is a flying squirrel. Fortunately, our athletic football coach at the time, Coach Poindexter, was a strong believer that WCU should become the Catamounts because of their fierce cat-like abilities. And that's what he expected from his football team. So Catamounts prevailed, and here we are today as one of only two schools in the nation that are the Catamounts. As you're walking around campus today, we're going to point out a lot of different things, such as the statue and some of the different iconic locations that you'll see around campus. So if you are standing in front of the admissions office and you're looking at the statue from the sidewalk, if you turn to your right just a little bit, you will see across the road the electronic garden on the green. The electronic garden was is a solar-powered hammock lounge that was designed by some of our students here at WCU as part of an engineering capstone class, and it is used to capture solar power to power student electronics. They have outlets for your laptops and your cell phones. It's a great place for students to hang out during the day and relax and through all hours of the day as well. You'll also see part of our disc golf course in the distance too. We are fortunate to have a disc golf course here on campus that goes around kind of the lower part of campus. Further in the distance, kind of from what you can see at HFR, we do want to point out one of the entrance points to our multi-use trail system. WCU is fortunate to have a 6.8-mile trail system on campus. It's available for students and visitors alike to hike and bike. The trails are color-coded and marked every 0.2 miles. Depending on service provider, though, cell service can be a little spotty on the trail, so be sure to keep that in mind if you decide to go out on the walking trail. In the H.F. Robertson building that you're staying next to, not only is it home to the Office of Admissions on the ground floor, on the second floor, it is the home of our student affairs offices, the Dean of Students, alumni affairs as well, and then different university offices such as communication and marketing, legal counsel, the office of the provost, and on the top floor is the chancellor's office for the university. And so we're really fortunate at WCU to have a long line of great leaders that have led this university over the years. Our current chancellor is Dr. Kelly Brown, and she is a phenomenal leader and a great connector with students, and we look forward to you being able to meet her when you're a student here on campus at numerous different activities, whether it's football games, part of the freshman run, convocation, so many different activities that you have the opportunity to meet the chancellor and just be a part of all that we have going on here on campus. As you leave the admissions office, heading to your right towards the Rock Residence Halls, I do want to point out several different athletic facilities that you'll see across the street in the distance. Our Catamount Athletic Complex houses our tennis team, our track and field, and soccer teams. A special congratulations to our women's soccer team. They are the 2023 women's regular season champions for the Southern Conference. So congratulations again to our women's soccer team. Beyond those stadiums and complexes, you'll also see our softball complex for our women's softball team. Further in the distance, you'll see our village on campus, which is houses our different Greek organizations and student clubs and organizations, so that students in those organizations have a spot to live on campus that's provided by residential living. Now, as we enter our Rock area, this is our newest residence halls on campus that are for our first-year freshman students. We have Shining Rock, Black Rock, and Water Rock. The Rocks opened in 2022, and they are a wonderful addition to the campus, and we are excited for all the students to have the opportunity to live in these buildings. There are so many different neat features about these buildings that we want to point out. I want to start by saying that all of the rooms are double rooms. It is a community-style bathroom in the Rocks. And students are required to live on campus as a both first-year student and second-year student. The university can waive the second-year requirement if they choose to, but it is required for students to live on campus in the first 2 years. Living in the Rocks is also not guaranteed for all freshmen. We do typically have a larger freshman class than the Rocks are able to accommodate, so freshman students also live in other residence halls on campus. However, these three residence halls are freshman only on campus. Some of the things that are included in the Rocks, aside from the double rooms, you do have loftable beds that are movable in different combinations, as well as movable wardrobe dressers, and you have two Ethernet ports, a high speed internet connection, one cable TV jack, and blinds as well. These buildings are air conditioned. There are study lounges, public kitchens, and laundry rooms. Students can bring their own ironboard, microwave, refrigerator, TV, fan, so forth. There are items that you're not allowed to bring, so we always recommend students go online to Residential Living's website and make sure that you see what you are allowed and not allowed to have as a student on campus. So the Rocks are here for our alumni that are on this tour. You may remember two different residence halls. This is where Walker and Scott residence halls used to sit for our alumni on the tour. But the Rocks are a beautiful addition to campus. And if you're a freshman and you're doing this tour, we want to reiterate that the way residential living works in terms of housing assignment is first come, first serve. So what that means is after you have applied to the university and paid your enrollment deposit, that is what sets your spot in the line for housing assignments. So if you've applied and been accepted and you are certain WCU is where you want to go, pay that enrollment deposit, because that will put you in line for a lot of different factors moving forward in the process. So the earlier you pay that deposit, the better your chances are of living in the Rocks as your residence hall of choice as a student. As we continue to walk through the center of campus, you're going to be heading up the sidewalk towards the center of campus where our catafount area is. On your right is going to be our courtyard dining hall. The courtyard dining hall is the main dining hall in the lower portion of campus for students, and it is a great location to hang out throughout the day as well as, of course, grab a meal. There are different dining options for students in the courtyard dining hall. These include Starbucks, Chick-fil-A, Panda Express, Freshens, Papa John's, Bella Sue, Moe's Southwestern Grill, Witch Witch, and a Pod Market. And then the upper level is a all-you-care-to-eat location with numerous options and stations. They have a home zone, a deli station, a grill station, a plant forage station, pizza and pasta. There's also a breakfast omelet bar. At lunch, they'll have stir fry, continental bar. So there's so many different options in the upstairs portion of the dining hall. During exam week, we have a tradition of a midnight breakfast as well for students. So be sure you check that out as a student during exam week in the courtyard dining hall. To your left, as you're walking towards the center of campus, is Reed Gymnasium. Reed Gymnasium is home to our Parks and Recreation Management program, as well as our Physical Education program and several other different degree programs on campus. In addition to the different programs housed in Reed, Reed also has an indoor swimming pool, and it is the home of the first ever three-point shot in collegiate basketball history. So make sure you go inside, Reed Gymnasium if you're able to. The spot on the floor is marked where the three-point shot was taken. The ball from that shot is in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, as well as the jersey of the WCU alum Ronnie Carr that was the person that made that shot. So it's a great little tidbit of history here that was made in colorway. That shot was made in 1980 against Middle Tennessee State. Now that you've made it to the Catafount area of campus, you're in the kind of the heart of our campus here in Cullowhee. The Catafount is a great hangout spot for students throughout the year. You'll always find students between classes, after classes, hanging out around the fountain area. Whether the fountain is on in the spring and summer times or off during the fall doesn't deter students from hanging out in this area. This is also the home of our Valley Ballyhoo celebration that is always the kickoff to the start of the school year in the fall. Valley Ballyhoo is an event that is put on by the Department of Student of Campus Activities, and it's a community-wide event. And so different organizations from around the community, as well as different student organizations, all have tents and tables set up during Valley Ballyhoo to show students all the different activities that there are available to them as students here in Cullowhee. So be sure that you go ahead and mark your calendars for Valley Ballyhoo once you've paid that enrollment deposit to be a future Catamount here in Cullowhee. In addition to the fountain area, we also have the Alumni Tower. The Alumni Tower was dedicated in 1989 as part of the university's centennial celebration. WCU was founded in 1889, and we're actually the fifth oldest college and university in the state of North Carolina that is a public institution. So the Alumni Tower was built entirely with donations from our alumni. It is a 66-foot tall tower. It is both the gathering place for students in the Central Plaza as well as a symbol of the central role that alumni play in continuing to shape WCU. Hanging from the lower level of the Alumni Tower is the Victory Bell. The Victory Bell has been a part of our campus since 1904 when it was used to ring as a signal of class change periods during the early years of the university. And then it became a symbol of our athletic teams and would be rung after different wins in athletic events, and continued to be used until a small crack developed in the bell. And at that point, it was discontinued from service and has hung as a part of our alumni tower ever since. There is a second version of the Victory Bell that is used at our football games and is rung after each win for our football team during football season. So you'll see the second version of the bell at our Catamount Athletic football games as a student. Also, as you're looking around this fountain area, you'll see our Campus Recreation Center. The CRC is part of our Campus Recreation and Wellness, which is within our Health and Wellness unit on campus. This unit provides various programs to enhance the physical and social wellness of students, including fitness programs such as yoga, cycle bear, Zumba, outdoor programs such as rafting trips, mountain biking, skydiving, caving, and sports programs like intramural flag football, basketball, and club rugby and equestrian, just to name a few. The CRC is available to all students for free, and aside from students, only faculty, staff, and alumni may use the facility, and those individuals must pay to use the facility. There is a 3-lane indoor walking and jogging trail. Each lap is the equivalent of a 1/8 mile lap around the building. There are 2 multi-purpose gymnasium courts, a 48-foot tall climbing wall with a belaying and bouldering area as well. This is the second tallest climbing wall in Western North Carolina. This also has a spot for 2 group exercise multi-purpose studios, full locker room facilities, and so much more. Also, in addition to all these different programs, WCU is proud to offer what's called Basecamp Cullowhee. Basecamp Cullowhee offers over 9,000 different outdoor experience opportunities each year. There's a variety of these from half-day to full-day trips with extended fall break and spring break trips as well. There are some fees associated with these trips ranging from $10 to $35. Some of the overnight trips could be as much as $200 to $300 depending on the trip. One example is a rock climbing 101 or a whitewater rafting, and for that, it's a $30 trip with everything included as a part of that trip. We're fortunate to be located in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park and Blue Ridge Parkways all around us. So outdoor activities is a staple part of who we are in Cullowhee as a part of this community and region. And so it's always encouraging for students to be able to be a part of this outdoor activities and what makes us such an outdoor adventure college for current students and future students. Aside from that, we also do different programs with Basecamp Cullowhee. One of those such programs is the Tuckasegee River Cleanup, which is the largest river cleanup put on in the United States each year. This takes place in April of each year, so be sure that you are able to sign up to be a part of that program as well. In addition to Basecamp Cullowhee, we offer numerous intramural sports opportunities for students, these ranging from flag football, softball, spike ball, soccer, swimming, water polo, just to name a few. And we offer 20 intercollegiate club sports. These are different from the Division I sports, but the club sports include ballroom dance, a bass fishing, cheer, equestrian, ski, snowboarding, women's basketball, women's lacrosse, women's rugby, volleyball, soccer, just to name a few of the different club sports that are offered for students. Also, while you're standing in this area of campus, you'll see our University Center. The University Center is the home of numerous offices on campus, including our Intercultural Affairs. Intercultural Affairs office provides a space for students from different backgrounds and cultural groups to feel appreciated, respected, and valued. It's open to anyone interested and not just underrepresented students. This office also prepares students to thrive in a diverse and interconnected world and offers numerous activities throughout the year for students to become involved in. Also on the second floor of the University Center is the Kennemount Mail Center. Each student living on campus has a P.O. box as they live on campus. This is not related to the residence hall address for safety for students. And so you can get packages mailed to campus and so forth, or have mom and dad send you some stuff to campus during that freshman year. On the third floor, we have our University Center Grand Room, Illusions, and a 100-seat movie theater. Students, this is free for you as a student here at Cullowhee. When I say free, that means any of the movies that we put on, it is free for you to attend, and you get free drink and popcorn coming to the movies. Non-students, it is $6, and that includes drink and popcorn. As the final building in this area of campus is our culture building. The culture building is home to our English department, which has numerous degree programs for students with concentrations in literature, professional writing, creative writing, American studies, motion picture studies, and English education. It's also the home of the School of Music, with offices for the School of Music located on the second floor. This includes concentrations in music performance, commercial and electronic music, music industry, and music education, both instrumental or choral/general. And auditions are required for the music program, so I always want to make sure we point out that any student that is interested in the music program is required to audition to be a part of that program. And finally, housed in Culture Building is our Pride of the Mountains Marching Band. The Pride of the Mountains Marching Band has approximately between 400 to 500 members. We were the 2009 recipient of the prestigious Sudler Trophy, which is considered the Heisman Trophy of collegiate marching bands. It's the nation's highest and most coveted award for a collegiate marching band, and it's an award you can only win once. We were the first school in the southeastern United States to win this award, and one of the largest schools in the nation to ever win the award as well. In addition to the Sudler Trophy, the Pride of the Mountains Marching Band performed in the 2011 Rose Bowl Parade, and then we performed in 2014 and again in 2019 in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. In 2024, we will be performing in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin, Ireland. So some exciting times to be a part of our Catamounts Pride of the Mountains Marching Band. One special note about the marching band: students do not have to be a music major to be a part of the Pride of the Mountains. It is open to all students. However, auditions are required to be a part of the Pride of the Mountains marching band. As you walk along the self-guided tour route and you're continuing on from stop D to stop E, you'll now be in our academic quad area. The academic quad area houses a lot of different programs. You just passed Culture Building as you were walking towards this area. The next building in the academic quad is our Forsyth Building. and the Forsyth Building houses our entire College of Business. All programs that are part of the College of Business include accounting, business administration and law, computer information systems, entrepreneurship, finance, hospitality and tourism management, sales and marketing, sports management as well. And so students in the College of Business have the opportunity to do numerous internships with our athletic teams on campus, as well as non-athletic teams as well. If they're in the sports management program, if you're not in the sports management program, this is the great area for hospitality and tourism and so many different opportunities for internships for our students in those degree programs, just to name a couple of degree programs in the College of Business. As you're continuing on in this academic quad area, the next building is our Killian Annex. The Killian Annex is the home to our Academic Advising Center. All students are assigned an academic advisor when they enroll with the university that you'll meet during your orientation time. This is also the offices for where the offices of accessibility resources and a registrar office are located. The Office of Student Retention, which consists of our Mentoring and Persistence to Success, also known as MAPS, and Student Transitions, is also located. The MAPS office oversees several different programs that you'll be involved in as a student. Some of the programs include our Academic Success Program, which is one of our Admission Pathways programs, and it is a summer program for first-year students. It also includes our Summer Bridge program, which is voluntary based on first-year student interest. If you want to get a jump start on your college career, you can be a part of our Summer Bridge programs and start WCU in the summer and get some courses out of the way as a part of that program. It's also part of our Compass Coaching, which assists first-generation, low-income, and independent students with their time management skills, to-do lists, etc., as being a part of students here on campus. And we have our Resilient Independent Student Association, which was established to serve and support and advocate for independent former foster youth, former orphans, emancipated youth, homeless youth, and other non-traditional students to help them with the transition to college. And we have the Student Transition Office, which offers a lot of our different first-year experience courses. These courses are one-hour courses that focus on learning time management, study skills, how to use research, academic integrity, and so much more. As we continue around the academic quad, the next building is our Killian Building. The Killian Building is home to the College of Education and Allied Professions. Within this program is our psychology office and department. We offer psychology as a bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degree for students. We also have our human services program, which include at the undergraduate level, birth through kindergarten education and parks and recreation management. At the graduate level, we include counseling, higher education, student affairs, and human resources. Furthermore, in the Killian Building is our teaching and learning offices. The teaching and learning degree programs range from elementary education, middle grades education, health and physical education, inclusive education, art education, English education, mathematics education, music education, science education, social science education, and Spanish education. The college operates the Catamount School, which is a lab middle school located at Smoky Mountain High School in Silva. We also have are fortunate to have on campus what we call our University Participant Program, also known as the UP program. This is a two-year on-campus living and learning experience for college-age individuals with intellectual disabilities. Their life on campus is fully integrated, and WCU undergraduate students provide paid support and unpaid volunteer support to help engage the UP students in social activities, student organizations, developing friendships, living on campus, attending class, and much more. We were also the first school in the nation to be a fully accredited program for our university participant program. So it is a phenomenal program for students, whether they are volunteering as a part of it or a student as a part of it as well. And finally, in the academic quad area, is our WE sculpture. The WE sculpture denotes a geographic location and is a significant part of the Cherokee history. It stands where traditional histories mark as the first Cherokee town in the Tuckasegee River Valley. The Western Carolina University campus is situated within the ancestral homelands of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. At WCU, our work seeks to embrace and connect to this Cherokee landscape as we work to reinforce our mission at WCU. we will work to actively engage our community with the extraordinary Indigenous identity and culture of this special place that was once known as Two Sparrows Place. WCU is really fortunate to continue the legacy of the Cherokee Indians on campus as part of our teaching and learning through various programs such as our Cherokee Studies program and our Cherokee Language program, which continues the tradition of the Cherokee language for future generations to come. Now, as we walk through the academic quad from stop E to stop F, the next spot you'll come up to is our newest academic building on campus, which is the Apodaca Science Building. The Tom Apodaca Building opened in 2021 and was named to honor an alum and former Senator Tom Apodaca, who introduced and championed the NC Promise legislation. NC Promise is a tuition assistance program that WCU is fortunate to be a part of that sets all student tuition for an in-state student at $500 a semester, so $1,000 a year for an in-state student as a part of the NC Promise. If you're an out-of-state student, it sets your tuition at $2,500 per semester or $5,000 a year. That tuition does not increase or decrease at any point during your time as a student at WCU as a part of the NC Promise opportunities. And so we're really fortunate, like I said, that we are one of four institutions in the UNC system that is a part of NC Promise. The Tom Apodaca Science Building, like I said, opened in 2021. This houses our chemistry and physics department. We offer degree programs in chemistry, a minor in physics, as well as a degree in physics, forensic sciences, science education, and some of the forensic anthropology research labs are also housed in this building. Our biology department is housed in the Apodaca Science Building as well. Connected to the Apodaca Science Building is our Stillwell Science Building. Stillwell is home to numerous academic programs and offices within the College of Arts and Sciences on campus. This includes our Communication Department, our Geoscience and Natural Resource Department with degree programs of Geology, Natural Resource Conservation Management, Earth Science Education, Geography, and Environmental Science. We also have additional degree programs located in Stillwell Building. This includes the Philosophy and Religion Program, Political Science, Social Sciences Education, Pre-Law Studies, Mathematics, Computer Sciences, and much more. Also in Stillwell is our Mathematics and Computer Science Tutoring Center. Students can receive free math tutoring from peers and professors. And then we also have services that include drop-in tutoring, library of textbooks, calculator loans, course-specific tutoring sessions, and much more for students that are in need of different tutoring opportunities while they're a student here on campus. As we leave spot F and head to spot G, this is the only spot on the self-guided tour that does have stairs. If you're unable to walk up the stairs, you can continue along on the sidewalk alongside the kind of the backside of the Killian Annex building between Killian and McKee. If you're unable to go up the stairs. If you're able to go up the stairs, spot G will point out numerous different buildings that you're able to see from this spot. The first that we'll point out, kind of across the street, is Breeze Gymnasium. Breeze Gymnasium was built in 1939 as part of the Federal Works Project Administration that built on campus, and this was the only building that was built as a part of that project on campus. The stones were quarried from nearby, and each stone was cut by hand to fit into its place that it now sits on Breeze Gymnasium. Breeze was the home of our Catamount basketball teams from 1939 to 1956, and at one time, the lower level of the facility did have an indoor swimming pool. Now, Breeze Gymnasium offers a full dance studio with classes for the dance minor as well as stage and screen. Beyond Breeze, back on the other side of the road, beyond Stillwell Building as well, is our Hunter Library. Hunter Library is the main library on campus. We have over 650,000 books and periodicals in the library. Spaces for individual and group work, as well as quiet and collaborative areas, are available for students. Services besides books include a makerspace, virtual reality and esports rooms, movies, tabletop board games, and much more. We also offer 24/7 reference desk support for students, as well as librarians who specialize in different subject areas. Located in Hunter Library is our Mountain Heritage Center. This is a free museum that engages the WCU community as well as works to preserve and celebrate the Southern Appalachian culture and history, not just in Cullowhee, but also the surrounding area as well. In addition to our Mountain Heritage Center, one of the programs that they put on each year is our Mountain Heritage Day Festival. Mountain Heritage Day will be celebrating its 50th anniversary on the last weekend of September in 2024. So make sure you mark your calendars to come out and be a part of Mountain Heritage Day. Mountain Heritage Day is always the last weekend of September, and it is a great opportunity to see local vendors, craft vendors, food vendors, and so much more. So we look forward to having you as a part of that, whether you're a student, alumni, or just a guest that's on campus in the area during that time. As you turn to your right at stop G here, you'll be next to our McKee Building. McKee Building is the home of different academic programs within the College of Arts and Sciences, such as our history program, our world language department with degree programs. We have a Spanish major, German, Spanish, and Japanese minors, as well as the Cherokee language courses that I mentioned earlier. It's also the home of our anthropology and sociology degree programs. WCU also has numerous forensic anthropology facilities. One such facility you won't be able to see on your tour today is called The Forest. This stands for our Forensic Osteology Research Station. It is a body decomposition farm facility for students to utilize in that program. We are the second oldest human body decomposition facility in the world, and one of only 9 universities with such a facility on their campus. So it's a great opportunity for students to be that are a part of the forensic anthropology program to use. Also, McKee Building is our Cherokee Studies program, which is a minor that we offer as well. We also have a Cherokee Center that is located in Cherokee, North Carolina on the Koala boundary and is the headquarters for all outreach and involvement in the Cherokee community. Our Cherokee Center was founded in 1975 and is still a vital part of that community and the university itself. And the final area that we will point out from this location here is Bird Building. Bird Building is the home of our Student Health and Services and Counseling and Psychological Services, also known as CAPS. The Bird Building services are for all students, faculty, and staff. Health Services on the first floor is your primary care provider. While you're away from home, services offered include primary care, urgent care, women's care, medication management, laboratory services, prescription pharmacy services, injection services, nutritional services, over-the-counter pharmacy, and ambulance services. We are fortunate to have our own ambulance service here on campus for students if that need were to arise. The CAP staff, like I said, which is the counseling and psychological services, is comprised of licensed clinicians dedicated to student wellness. We provide individual and group counseling, case management services, and crisis intervention. These services are confidential and costs are covered as part of the student health services fee. CAPS provides mental health services such as individual and group counseling to students. All visits in the Bird Building are covered by the student health fee, so there's no charge to meet with a provider as a part of the Bird Building and the services that we offer. Students attending WCU are required to show proof of a valid medical insurance coverage or must enroll in a mandatory UNC system health plan. This is a requirement for all students on campus, whether you are an incoming freshman student or a transfer student. And as I mentioned, WCU does have an EMS service on campus. This is a student-run organization with students from various majors, but many of them pursuing degree in our emergency medical care program. It's fully staffed by students trained in basic life support. It provides care to the campus community and can transport students as needed to Harris Regional Hospital in Silva, which is about a 10-minute drive from campus. As we walk along the tour route and you're walking alongside McKee to our next stop, which is H stop on your map, there's a lot of different things that we'll be pointing out from this spot. Some of them are easy to see from where you're standing. Some of them are a little bit difficult just because of the topography on campus. But we want to point out a lot of different things for the students. We'll start with some of the different residence halls. So when you're at the red light and you're looking up the hill to the different residence halls, there are several different residence halls for students. Some of them are listed on the sheet, and we're going to cover a few that aren't on the sheet today. The first residence hall is the Laverne Hamlin Allen Hall. This residence hall accommodates approximately 600 students. It is a co-ed by room. It is double and single rooms for students. There are 16 small study spaces, 8 lobby spaces, 5 kitchen spaces, and 4 laundry spaces. This facility opened in the fall of 2019 and was named after Laverne Hamlin Allen, which was the first African-American student to enroll at both WCU and at a predominantly white school in the state of North Carolina. The next residence hall is Judah Cullough Hall, named in honor of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, and incorporates the syllabary of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. This residence hall accommodates approximately 300 students and is configured into suites with four students sharing a living area and a bathroom. The common suite living area is furnished with the couch, love seat, TV stand, and side table. Double and private rooms are available, as well as there's a central laundry, study lounges, and vending machines. The next residence hall is Albright and Benton Residence Hall. Albright and Benton are two separate residence halls joined by an enclosed breezeway and a common lobby lounge area, which has a large TV, common kitchen, pool table, couches, chairs, and much more. The two large bathroom suites on each floor with individual showers and restroom facilities. These buildings accommodate approximately 200 students and are co-ed by floor. One unique thing about Albright Benton residence halls is they are non-air-conditioned residence halls, so you do need to plan accordingly if this is the residence hall that you end up living in as a student. We also have Harrell Residence Hall, which accommodates approximately 350 students. This residence hall is co-ed by floor. It is a suite style with two double rooms to one bath. The main lobby has large flat-screen TV, vending machines, pool table, meeting space. There's also a basketball court and charcoal grills located behind the building for student use. This building was renovated in 2012 and is a LEED-certified green building with 100 geothermal wells beneath the parking lot to harness Earth's energy. The transfer heat absorbed by the Earth to heat the building, the heat to water, and power the air conditioning of the building as well. In addition to Harrell Residence Hall, there's also Buchanan Residence Hall. Buchanan is a non-air-conditioned residence hall as well. It and Albright Benton are our only non-air-conditioned residence halls on campus. Harrell is a hall style with baths, and it is co-ed by hall. The main lobby has large TV, study lounge, a piano, ping pong table, pool table, laundry room, vending machine, and much more. Buchanan accommodates approximately 200 students. If you were to go up the hill, kind of through the trees, you can kind of see up the hill. There are several different residence halls, and we won't go into detail about these residence halls as much. These are predominantly upperclassmen residence halls, but we have our Reynolds Residence Hall, Robertson Residence Hall, and a Moore Residence Hall. So these, like I said, are mainly for upperclassmen students on the upper part of our campus building area. The next building that we'll point out, if you were to go straight through this red light on your left, is our Brown Dining Hall. The Brown Hall houses not just the dining hall, but facilities and offices for residential living, campus services, Department of Campus, our student community, ethics, and our CAT card office. The dining facility has what we call the lodge, which is a buffet-style one entry per swipe meal area. There's the 1889 Bistro, Blue Ridge Burger, a Starbucks, and a POD Market. So make sure that if you're living in that area, the Brown Hall is kind of the main dining hall of choice for students on the upper part of campus. And it is one of only two dining halls on campus for students. The next building I'll point out is the building right across the street, directly in front of you, and this is Noble Hall. Noble Hall houses approximately 400 students. It is co-ed by room. There are several different room types in Noble Hall. There are private rooms that share a bath, private rooms with their own bath, as well as double rooms with a private bath. There are community kitchens, lounges throughout the building, and study lounges, as well as large multi-purpose room on the first floor. The first floor of Noble is a mixed-use facility with private businesses, including a convenience store, a gear shop, and restaurants. One of the restaurants that we will point out is our Chili's restaurant. Chili's is a part of the student meal plan, so you are able to use your meal plan at Chili's for food only. We do want to point out that it is for food only. And so be sure to utilize Chili's as a student here at WCU. The other dining locations in Noble are not a part of the meal plan, so they are cash or credit only for those. But Chili's is a part of the meal plan for students. As you begin to work your way down the sidewalk from spot H to the next spot on the map, which is spot I, and you got a little bit of a walk. So you're going to kind of circle back around campus. You're going to see some of the buildings from a different perspective than you saw the first time through as you were walking around campus. The next set of buildings that you're going to come to on your right are two of our residence halls for both freshmen and upperclassmen students. The first one that is closest to you is Blue Ridge Residence Hall. Blue Ridge Residence Hall houses approximately 350 students, and it also has our Blue Ridge Conference Center, multi-purpose rooms, and it is an overflow residence hall for students in our Brinson Honors College. The Balsam Residence Hall that it is connected to is the home of the Brinson Honors College. The Brinson Honors College is a unique honors college on our campus. It was the first residential honors college in the state of North Carolina. And there are numerous benefits to being a part of the Honors College for students. First and foremost, you get to live in honors-only housing, which is the Balsam Residence Hall. Aside from the benefit of honors-only housing, you get first-choice registration for classes each semester. You get longer book checkout at the library. You have an honor-specific advisor. You have priority for some of the WCU graduate programs. You have honor-specific student organizations support and more. You can take classes that are for honor students only. And if you complete the requirements of honors at graduation, you will receive a medallion in honors, as well as you'll receive a second diploma in honors that is a master's size diploma for graduating with honors at WCU. So some of the perks of being a part of the Honors College. If you're an incoming freshman, there is no application required to be a part of the Honors College. Your application to the university is your application for honors as well, as long as you apply by the November 1st deadline, which is our early application deadline. Then that is your application for the Honors College. So be sure to keep that in mind as you're filling out those college applications. If you don't make that deadline, and when you're applying out of high school, you are able to be a part of the Honors College after you've enrolled as a student. They review all students as through their academic courses and the GPA of students, and will invite students that are also already enrolled at the university to be a part of the Honors College. It is a wonderful opportunity for all students to be a part of. Once you walk past the Balsam and Blue Ridge Residence Halls, the next building, as we make our way to stop I on the map, is the Belk Building. Belk Building houses numerous academic degree programs, including our interior design program, criminology and criminal justice, the School of Stage and Screen, and the College of Engineering and Technology. Within the College of Engineering and Technology, there's also the Kimmel School of Construction Management, the School of Engineering and Technology, and the College of Engineering Technology. This includes 16 different world-class laboratories that support classroom instruction, as well as our Rapid Prototype Center, which is an in-house facility for research and development using rapid prototyping. The labs contain state-of-the-art equipment that meets and exceeds industry standards in these areas. The Rapid Prototype Center is not necessarily in Belk Building. Some of the different pieces of it are in Belk Building. However, the majority of it is in the building next to Belk Building, which is our Center of Applied Technology, or the CAP Building. The Rapid Prototyping Center is an engagement laboratory for the students in that program, as well as businesses in the local area. The CAP Building also houses engineering laboratories for technology-based manufacturing, state-of-the-art commercial and audio-video recording studios, and the Center for the Study of Business-to-Business Sales. Within our state-of-the-art commercial audio and video recording studios, we have a 96-channel digital audio recording console that was designed by Solid State Logic. The console is most commonly found in professional recording studios and is used by students in our commercial and electronic music program. Going back to the Belk Building that you're walking past, in addition to the different degree programs in Belk, we also have the Writing and Learning Commons, also known as the WALC, which offers writing support, course tutoring, supplemental instruction, and academic skills consultations. One of the resources that supports students' intellectual wellness outside of the classroom, and this service is free for all students. And we have the Center of Community Engagement and Service Learning. We work with over 120 different nonprofit organizations working to strengthen the relationship between campus and the wider community. We also work to help students, faculty, and staff find opportunities to volunteer and meet service requirements for classrooms and to be more involved in the community as a whole. As you approach spot I on the walking tour map, across the road from your location now are different athletic facilities that are a part of our campus and our Catamount Athletics. The first that you'll see is our Bob Waters Field and E.J. Whitmire Stadium. It has a capacity of approximately 13,500 fans, and this was open in the 1980s. Prior to this, our football field was around the Apodaca Science Building and the Hunter Library area. This is a great spot on game day to see the band and the football team, and amazing views for the students as they have the mountains in the background watching the football team play. Beyond the football stadium is our Liston B. Ramsey Regional Activity Center. This is what we call the home of student careers on campus, because this is where you begin and end your career as a student at WCU, beginning with convocation in the fall of your freshman year and ending with commencement as you walk across the stage graduating after your senior year. Liston B. Ramsey Center holds approximately 9,000 students, and this is also the largest multi-purpose facility west of Charlotte in North Carolina. The Ramsey Center, in addition to graduation, holds concerts, men and women's basketball games, volleyball games, and numerous other events such as horticulture and craft conventions and fairs. We've also had rodeos, monster truck shows, professional wrestling, entertainment acts, lectures, and much more. The Ramsey Center is also the headquarters for our Catamount Athletics. It's where the athletic training room is and the locker rooms for our women's and men's basketball teams, baseball teams, football team, and much more. Beyond the Ramsey Center is our parking deck for commuter students. And then beyond the parking deck is our Childers Field and Hinnon Stadium, which is the baseball stadium on campus. Most recently, in 2016, our baseball team was the Southern Conference champions, one of many championships that we have won over the years in baseball. And then beyond the baseball field is our Pride of the Mountains marching band practice area on campus. It is where they practice throughout the year, getting ready for each game day. Now, as you make your way to one of the final spots on our tour, you'll be walking from spot I to spot J on your map. To your right, as you're walking along the sidewalk, is the John W. Bardo Fine and Performing Arts Center. This is part of the David O. Belcher College of Fine and Performing Arts. The Bardo Arts Center opened in the fall of 2006. Jay Leno, the host of The Tonight Show at the time, was the opening act for the Bardo Arts Center. The Bardo Arts Center includes classrooms, studios, galleries, an art museum with four separate galleries comprising of more than 10,000 square feet of space, support space, photography, and a 1,000-seat hall Broadway quality performance area. The performance hall, like I said, is a 1,000-seat theater and promotes both community offerings as well as on-campus offerings. Some of the notable performers and personalities that have entertained here include The Black Violin, as I said, Jay Leno, Steep Canyon Rangers, and Gloria Steinem, and much more. Tickets to live events vary, but all student prices are under $10, and there are plenty of work opportunities for students interested in the arts and hospitality. Students who work alongside the professional staff in the performance hall regularly go on to professional jobs at Disney theme parks and other jobs in the performing arts industry. In addition to the facility itself, we have the WCU Fine Art Museum, which is nationally accredited by the American Alliance of Museums, which means that the WCU Museum faculty, staff, student workers utilize the same best practices as the Smithsonian Institute's, Metropolitan Museum of Art, and other nationally acclaimed museums. We host 9 to 12 exhibits per year of artwork and collections, both visiting professionals, artists, students, and faculty that focus on topics of importance to the campus community. Furthermore, in this building, like I said, is the home of our David O. Belcher College of Fine and Performing Arts, which is the School of Art and Design with majors of art education, graphic design, interior design, and studio art. The School of Stage and Screen, which has majors film and television production, musical theater, acting, stage and screen, entertainment and design, technology, and the dance minor, and the School of Music, which has been mentioned already as well. All are located as a part of this facility. Across the road from this facility is our Cordelia Camp Building. Cordelia Camp Building is the home of our financial aid offices. It also has our scholarship offices. If you are an incoming student and interested in scholarship opportunities, the application for scholarships is due by February 1st. You do not have to have been accepted yet before you can apply for scholarships, so you can, after you filled out the application to the university, go ahead and fill out that scholarship application so that you have it in as well. Each year, as a student at WCU, you are required to fill out a new scholarship application, so be sure to keep that in mind when you're filling out the financial aid information each year to go ahead and fill out your scholarship information. Furthermore, in the camp building is our new student orientation office, graduate admissions offices, distance and continuing education with services such as military student services. Military student services provides support to members of the military and veterans, their spouses, and college-age children. We also have a Student Veterans Association on campus, which is a group of college-based military veterans and supporters dedicated to supporting military veterans and their families through social events and community outreach. Furthermore, in the camp building, we have the Office of Global Engagement, which provides leadership and advocacy for students and scholars through international programs and activities on campus and its surrounding community. It also promotes our study abroad opportunities for students and coordinates international-related resources for the campus community. And then behind the Cordelia Camp Building is our campus police office. We are fortunate to have our own university police staff on campus, fully trained staff that are on campus 24/7, whether school is in session or not. The one building that I will point out that we did not see on the tour today, that you can drive to if you would like to, because it is on our Millennial campus, and that is our HHS Health and Human Services building. The HHS building is a part of our Millennial campus for students. And as a part of our Millennial campus, it is a mixed-use facility that houses not just our academic classroom space, but it also houses local community businesses as a part of the facility itself. HHS building is a home to all of our health services programs with degree programs such as nursing, communication sciences, disorders, emergency medical care, integrated health sciences, and much more. So be sure you drive by that facility before you leave campus today and check out the HHS building. We hope that you've had a great time as you've been touring campus today. Hope that you've learned a little bit about what makes WCU such a unique place, both for our current students, faculty, staff, alumni, and the community as a whole. WCU welcomes you on our campus, and we hope that you'll come back for one of our regularly scheduled campus tours led by one of our Entourage student tour guides, or for one of our open house events. The open house events take place on select Saturdays in the fall and spring, and the open house event is designed so that you can meet with faculty and staff in the different degree programs on campus, as well as academic supports and student support services that are available to you as a student at WCU. So we look forward to seeing you back on campus in the future at one of these events. You can register online at visit.wcu.edu for all of our different visit opportunities, as well as a different virtual tour that is online. But we hope to see you at one of these events in the future. If you're applying to WCU, apply.wcu.edu is your website of choice for all of our application and application information, such as dates and deadlines to be mindful of. The early application deadline is November 1st for incoming freshman students. Our priority action deadline is January 1st for freshman students, and our regular action deadline is February 1st. As a reminder, this is also the deadline for non-merit scholarships through our scholarship application that can be found online at scholarships.wcu.edu. Like I said, we hope you've had a great time as you've been touring our campus today. We hope to see you again in the future. And if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to reach out to the Office of Admissions. You can give us a call at 828-227-7317 or send us an email at admiss@wcu.edu. Hope that you've had a great day today. And as always, go Cats.